should go fish in Ontario, what.com site would you punch up? Good morning, John.
Goldfishing.com.
Negatory.
Let's go to Rick.
Fishing Ontario.
Nope-er.
Ron Quickly.
Outdoor Adventures.
Yow.
Stephen Barry.
Fishingontario.com.
Quickly, Sean.
Goldfishontario.ca.
Come on, guys.
Ron and Mississauga.
www.goldfishinontario.com.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. See? Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie and Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis, all at your beck and call here on this wonderful weekend to be in the outdoors. A wonderful weekend to not only be outdoors, but it'd be a great weekend to be in Northern Ontario, because it's time to go fish in Ontario. And, one of the little beauties that you'll find on that website, if you go fishingontario.com, punch in the Kenora district, you'll come up with something called Maynard Lake Lodge, and it is on a lot of bucket lists in terms of fishing for walleye, northern pike, muskie, and smallmouth bass, and a whole lot of wilderness adventure to be had there. Joining us now is Josh McCallishan, who is with the operation. He's going to talk to us a little bit more about it. Good morning, Josh. How you doing?
I'm good. You know what? Spring is coming, so things are a little slippery out there. We've got a couple feet of melted, glazed over snow that is quite slippery, but other than that, looking forward to spring.
How are you? Have you compared it to last year yet? How's it looking in terms of when we're going to have? Predict for me. When are you going to be ice free?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a hard question, but in my personal opinion is going to be about somewhere between the 5th and 10th of May. And that is probably a lot of my friends and colleagues that disagree with me. They think it's going to be a little bit later this year just because we haven't had a whole lot of melting going on. But, yeah. There's been so much snow, and I know on the English River where Maynard Lake is located, they have raised the water levels a little bit, which obviously with the current helps eat things away. So I got my fingers crossed anyway, somewhere around the 5th to the 10th.
Yeah, you're located about 50 miles or so, 80 kilometers northeast of Kenora on the English River system.
You bet.
Yeah. Now, it's a top-notch fishery. I have personally not experienced fishing on Maynard Lake, but I have known people to, and they've all said it was remarkable. Tell us a little bit about the fishery and the lake itself, would you?
You bet. So the lake itself is about 8,000 acres, and then there's also a 10-mile stretch of fairly narrow river which is you can get the boat up and down there, but that leads into Oak Lake, which is about 33 miles long. So there's a huge amount of water. We're the only people on the lake, so there's no boat access, there's no road access. Nice. We have, you know, 7 cabins right there on Maynard Lake. The only way to get there is by float plane. As far as the fishing goes, we got 4 main species that we're catching every day. That's walleye, northern pike, smallmouth bass, and muskie. Our walleye fishing is probably what we're most famous for. The English River in general is famous for its walleye fishing, but what kind of sets us apart, or what people talk about us more so about, is the fact that our average size of our walleyes is better than you'll find anywhere, because any walleye fisherman that's been on a few different fly-in trips, they know that you can, on a good day of walleye fishing, you can go and catch 100 fish, in a day pretty easy, but it's that size that probably sets us apart.
You know, you say that with such ease, and as I'm listening to you, I'm wondering how many people listening to that right now are probably saying, yeah, we've heard it all before. But it is so true. When you go into one of these fly-in dream trips, I call them, and especially in that area, in the Kenora area, honestly, 100 fish a day is the norm. You come out of there spoiled. I always say that anybody going into a place like yours, and in fact, the two people that have been to your place that I've talked to both said the same thing, is what do you do next? Like, how do you top that?
It is hard. It can actually, like, I know there's some young kids that get up there and they're spoiled. They don't want it. They don't realize what fishing is all about. And I'm probably guilty of being one of those kids growing up here. You know, I live in Kenora in the off season, which is right on the north end of Lake of the Woods. And, you know, I'll come back out after a busy season. And my friends want to, you know, let's go out fishing for the day on Lake of the Woods. And, you know, and which is a great fishery by itself. But I've done it a couple times and tried, and I'm so bored, and I'm thinking, this is really what people think that fishing is regularly like this is what they expect, and I can't do it. But that's because I am spoiled. It is something completely different than, you know, I guess I don't know the best way to describe it, but like I said, the larger average size of fish, because you can, as fast as you can get your hook to the bottom, you can catch a lot of walleyes just about anywhere, but to get them 2 to 4 pounds one after another, you can't do that everywhere.
No, that's for sure. And you have also a very interesting conservation policy that is self-imposed, which is very refreshing. More and more places like yours, Josh, are managing their own fishery. They take the M&R policies and use them as a baseline, and then in most cases, adding to that. Tell us a little bit about yours.
So, basically, it was my father that started this back in the mid-90s, which was slightly ahead of the time for when it became the normal to do catch and release at these fly-in places. And so what we do is we've stopped for years now. Nobody takes any fish home out of the lake. So we still...
Perfect.
And that's where we've seen this average size change. I mean... I've personally been able to watch the difference over the last 10 years. And I would say, to give you an idea quickly, we do take a lot of fish out of the lake. Like my calculations anyways, around 6,000 walleyes come out of that lake, but that's just for our consumption throughout the season. We're there from early May till late September, and we do shore lunch every single day for the people that are there, and nice. We also serve walleye appetizers walleye in the evening. But the fish that we keep, everything is between a 15 and 17 inch. So that is our imposed slot size. The Canadian government would say that a non-resident with a conservation license can keep one over 18 and one under 18 on the English River. But my experience has been, if you start taking everything that the government will let you take, that the fishing doesn't improve. And that's where we want to see it get better every year.
And you're doing a great job of it, by all accounts, for sure. I like the fact that you still offer a shore lunch every day, and I'll tell you why. One of the management tools that sometimes we forget as managers of these resources is that we have to keep a happy balance. You can over manage fisheries, and there's a lot of lakes, mostly in Western Canada, that have walleye, and I hate to say this, but it's pretty much in the province of Alberta, where they have gone to the point now where they have zero retention on all walleye lakes for the most part, with the odd exception. And some of these lakes, what's happening there, Josh, is that there's too many walleye, and they're stunted. They don't have any food left. And so you have to be careful, and that's why I'm glad to hear that you are doing some very, very good selective harvesting of those fish, and it's working for you, man.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And we have an example up in our area of exactly that. Like, we have, in Maynard Lake itself, we do have, like I mentioned before, smallmouth bass. But then there is a small portage lake. So it's about a 25-minute hike off of Maynard Lake. We've got a boat in there, and there's nothing but smallmouth bass. And the size difference of those fish compared to the fish that are in Maynard Lake is huge. They stop at about 17 and a half, maybe 18 inches. As we're in Maynard, they'll get up to 20, 21, 22 inches pretty easily. And I believe it's basically because they've outgrown the amount of water they have. They have a 1,000-acre lake, and they just can't. There's too many fish in there, and they can't get any bigger.
Yeah, that is remarkable. There's a lot of situations like that throughout Northern Ontario where those small isolated portage lakes, lots and lots of fish, but man, there's just no food for them. So, great observation. Listen, we're getting way off topic here. I need to know, for folks listening, how can people come up and enjoy this incredible experience that you've got available for them at Maynard Lake Lodge?
You bet. Well, I'll tell you, because I know down in your guys' area there, I've done some advertising down there, and it's been it's always been kind of a little bit of a tough sell because people don't understand that the easiest way to get to northwestern Ontario is to actually fly into Manitoba, so into Winnipeg, Manitoba, and that is about a two-hour shuttle ride from the town of Kenora. It's only about an hour from the Ontario border, but that's usually where the most efficient plane tickets are going to be located. So from there, we would even pick people up right at the Winnipeg airport, and we take them to our float plane base, or we can pick them up at the airport with our amphibious caravan. So they basically would walk off their commercial flight, get their check bag, and they can walk right over to the amphibious caravan and fly right from there to land on Maynard Lake.
And it's as easy as that to get to a trip of a lifetime, without question. I have no reservations telling people listening right now this would be a trip of a lifetime. Give us an idea of cost, would you, real quick, Josh?
You bet. So, I mean, basically, our trips range from 3-day to 7-day, and you can do it all yourself. You can kind of bring your own food, or we can provide the raw food. You can cook it, or you can take our all-inclusive plan. But your price range is going to be anywhere from $1,300 or $1,400 for a week, all the way up to $3,000 for a 5-day trip on an all-inclusive. You know, it's an unlimited beer, bait, and your guide, your flight, 5-star meals, accommodations with daily maid service, your fishing license in case you don't have one. We include all the equipment, your boat motor, all your fuel for evening fishing, everything.
I just want to reach out to folks that go south to bass fish in the wintertime or for any other type of fishing. I just talked to a gentleman last night, as a matter of fact, who went tarpon fishing in Florida. And a lot of these guys have never been up to northern Ontario to fish, and I shake my head because it's, at the end of the day, it's a lot cheaper than going to other jurisdictions to fish. And in 100% of the cases, the experience is one that stays with you far longer than going to Florida and fishing for a few bass. So I urge you to look into this one. This is a special one. It's called MaynardLake.com is where all the information is available. And, Josh, I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Wonderful place, and check it out. I know we've got our eye on it, and it's certainly in the radar for the Fishing Canada show. That was Josh McCallishan from Maynard Lake Lodge in Kenora.